Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. All disease begins in the gut. It is a quote from the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates, nearly 2,500 years ago. Hippocrates, who is considered the father of modern medicine, emphasized a holistic approach to medicine by working with the body's ability to heal itself and treat the whole person through spirit, mind, and body. Despite the many years that has passed, Hippocrates was right that gut health plays a major role in either preventing or causing diseases. So it makes sense that restoring gut health should be the first step you take towards restoring your overall health. The digestive system is a series of hollow organs joined in a long, twisty tube from the mouth to the anus. It's funny to think that we have a long, open tube running down the center of our bodies, kind of like a donut. The hollow organs are the mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, and anus. Solid organs of the system are the pancreas, liver, and gallbladder. Let's take a look at the path your food follows and the important roles our digestive system plays. Foods begin their journey in the mouth. Here they are broken down by the teeth and enzymes present in your saliva. When you swallow, your tongue pushes food into your throat. The act of swallowing triggers the brain to send signals to muscle cells of the system to contract and relax, creating a wave-like movement to push the food forward. A small flap of tissue called the epiglottis folds over your windpipe to prevent and pushes food to your stomach. In the stomach, the food is mixed with acid and enzymes to further break down into a fluid or paste and then slowly pushed into the small intestine. The acidic level of the stomach is 1.5 to 2, but this can easily be impacted by medications, dietary choices, and others. The small intestine is about 22 feet long and is the workhorse of the digestive system. It continues to break down food with enzymes from itself, the pancreas, and liver, as well as the microbiota living there. Its walls is responsible for the absorption of water and digested nutrients into your bloodstream. Waste products such as undigested foods, fluid, and older cells of the system are pushed into the large intestine. Your large intestine is about 5 feet long. It absorbs water and changes the fluid waste into stool, which is then stored in the 8-inch size rectum. The last part of the digestive system is the anus, consisting of pelvic floor muscles and two ring-like muscles that signal the brain when you need to have a bowel movement. The digestive system is largely an involuntary action. Besides the action of eating and swallowing your food and drinks, for it to work smoothly, it needs to be functioning properly, as well as the other body systems that help, such as the immune, lymphatic, and nervous systems. Incorporating a natural, balanced life habits can help maintain and improve your digestive and overall health. Let's make your gut happy to make you happy.
This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.